What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Why America Must Become a Ulemocracy, and I just voted for myself today. So for the first time in my 44 years on this earth, I actually voted today, and I voted on two things here in Florida. I voted for myself as president. Yes, you can write in Amer Mitwali in the ballot form, and it will show up as Amer Mitwali. It will actually count, because if you go on fec.gov and type in Amer Mitwali, I am a candidate for US president, and I'm also on the Florida Division of Elections website as a candidate for the 2024 presidential election. So if you write Amer Mitwali as a write-in candidate, it's gonna actually legitimately count toward me. Now, am I gonna win? Hell no, I ain't. But that's a very, very strong shot to the dirty Jews that we're gonna get you. So let's go back to the title of this video, which is America Must Become a Ulemocracy. Okay, now the word alumni, like Harvard alumni, you know, what alumni do you belong to, actually comes from the Arabic word ulema. You see, a lot of stuff in Western civilization is actually built upon the Muslim world. Okay, like Western civilization, guys, has a significant and rather important foundation that's built upon what the Muslims have founded for about a period of 500 years up until Genghis Khan came in and literally turned the Ummah of Muhammad back to the negatives, you know, forget Stone Age, back into the negatives. And I'll be talking about why the Mongols were successful in destroying what took Islam 500+ years to build. So, the word alumni comes from the word ulema. Also, admiral. Have any of you guys ever thought, why the hell is the leader of the ocean known as admiral? Where did that come from? It actually comes from the Arabic word amir al-bahr. Amir al-bahr means ruler of the sea. So an admiral actually comes from the Arabic word amir al-bahr. In fact, a lot of words, especially in Spanish, guys, because you know me, I'm picking up on Spanish, a lot of Spanish words, guys, actually derives from Arabic. And Guadalajara, as in Guadalajara, Mexico, it's an Arabic word. It actually means Wadi al-Hajar, which means Valley of the Rocks. When I was in Cartagena, I found out that Cartagena was initially named Nuevo Andalucía. Andalucía was a strong Muslim city in Spain. So Cartagena, Colombia, where I'm going, was known as Nuevo Andalucía because it resembled the Muslim stronghold in Spain. Of course, later on, you know, the Spanish, they renamed it to Cartagena simply so they can whitewash the Muslim history in Latin America. You know, there's a reason why Latin women love me. It's because they're actually descendants of me, believe it or not. Yes, Muslims made it to Latin America before the white man did. Anyways, ulema, or alumni. Alumni, which comes from the Arabic word ulema, means the knowledgeable ones. You see, America is a democracy. The founding fathers hated democracy. Why? Because democracy means people power. Well, guess what? People are retarded. This is why we need a ulemocracy. We need a power based upon the ruling elite. Now, I know some of you guys out there are going to think to yourself, gee, isn't that the problem we have right now, where we have the ruling elite running the place, but they call it democracy? No. The problem we have is we don't have the knowledgeable ones. That's the problem. Look, guys, you need to understand, throughout human history, there's always, always a ruling elite. Whether you like it or not, whether I like it or not, there's always, always has been, will be, and currently is a ruling elite. There is no such thing as democracy. Democracy is something that the ruling elite can give the average goitard the illusion that their vote counts, and in reality it doesn't, you know? That's why I voted for myself. And I know you guys are gonna say, well, Amr, that's a throwaway vote. Yeah, between fucking Cumbucket Harris and that con artist Trump, who really is the best person to run America, you know? Trump is gonna deliver us to the Jews on a silver and a palladium platter so we can go die for their causes. Cumbucket Harris, if she wins, she's gonna destroy America from the inside, because we didn't go die for the dirty Zionist, so that's gonna be our punishment. Both ways, we're gonna get punished. Both ways, the Jews are gonna win. That's just how it is. And the Republican Party, the Democrat Party, is just two sides to the same coin. At the end of the day, they're gonna do what their Zionist masters want them to do. This is why I, in good faith, cannot vote for anybody but myself, okay? Even RFK is a controlled opposition. Guys, I can honestly say I'm the only politician in the US not controlled by fucking Mossad, okay? I can honestly say that. So, why do we need to be a limocracy, okay? Because we need knowledgeable people who run the country. Imagine if Sandman, TFM, Terrence Pop, Hammerhand, Rare Breed Theory, RPM, Line of MGTOW, Hold the Truth Hostage. Imagine if everybody in the manosphere, well, not everybody, because we have a lot of grifters out there. Imagine if the top people in MGTOW ran the US. It would be a lot better. Why? Because it's based on knowledge. It's not based on fucking any show smoke and fucking vote, dude. Okay, there's nothing more I hate than when I'm equal to some Joe Schmo. Listen, I don't know about you guys, but I'm a motherfucking elitist, okay? I am not equal to a nigger, okay? I am not equal to Coach Bitchpill. In fact, none of us watching this video, with the exception of Coach Bitchpill, are equal to that ancient nigger, okay? Now, I don't know about you guys, I'm a proud elitist, okay? We're not equal, dudes. You guys want to know why in Islam, or actually in all of God's religion, women who cheat get they get stoned to death? You guys want to know why? Because lineage indicates nobility, okay? Imagine you're fucking King David, like one of the greatest rulers in the history of mankind, and your woman cheats on you with some ancient nigger named Coach Bitchpill, right? So, will that son of yours be of noble lineage like you? Absolutely not, okay? So this is why lineage in God's religions is very important, because it indicates nobility, okay? The descendants of King David are not the equivalent of the descendants of the local chimp I saw at Lion Country Safari a couple of years ago, you know? That's Bitchpill's real father, by the way. So, the point that I'm trying to get across to everybody watching this video is that we are at a stage now in that we need our democracy, guys. We can't do democracy anymore. We can't do democracy. We can't do aristocracy. We need our democracy, okay? Listen, I don't give a fuck if you are poor. I don't give a fuck if you work as Uber. All I care about, are you a knowledgeable person? That's all that effing matters. Your wealth, your titles means nothing to me, unless, of course, you got them through you being a knowledgeable person, not a grifter, not a scammer, not born into it, and definitely not chosen by dirty Jews. So, point that I'm trying to get across is that times are gonna get really bad, okay? In all likelihood, Trump will win, and we're probably gonna have a few months, maybe half a year, of good times before things get really bad, okay? I told you I have a friend, well, I know more of a, not a friend, but more of an acquaintance. I told you guys, I knew this American dude, Black Ops. He was out in Ukraine. He was legit, okay? This wasn't like some dude who like showed up and said, hey man, I wanna go fight on the front line so I can get my pee-pee touched. No, this was legit American Black Ops dudes, okay? He's gonna be shipped out to Israel in the summertime, okay? So by that time, guys, what that really means is that that's when the big war will happen. And of course, Trump is gonna conscript just about all the young American men out there. So you young American dudes out there, guys, if you don't have your second citizenship, if you do not have your residency permit, my honest opinion to you guys, go to Colombia and seek asylum in Colombia. Now, here's something you guys don't know. I know it because I go to Colombia a lot. Colombia low-key hates America, okay? So if you go to Colombia and the U.S. government wants you for whatever reason, as long as it isn't something like fucking murder, you know? So if the U.S. government wants you because of divorce rape, child support, bullshit, stuff like that, Colombia is gonna be like, yeah, go fuck yourself, dudes. And not to mention, how great would it be if American citizens are seeking asylum in Colombia? So when things get really bad here in America and you dudes out there do not have a second citizenship, you do not have a residency permit elsewhere, go to Colombia, seek asylum in Colombia. So by the way, guys, here at the food truck, it's been really slow. Like, I didn't make any money today. I've been here for like 5 hours, absolutely nothing. The day before, I made some money off of Uber and a Muslim family that was traveling through the area and they wanted a halal food spot. The problem is, guys, a lot of people out there are fucking broke, you know? Somebody uploaded a video on MGTOW TV yesterday where the author of the video said these Jews, they control trillions of dollars and the average goitard is contemplating should they buy a dozen eggs or a gallon of milk at the end of the week. You know, how much is a dozen eggs or a gallon of milk? Like, not even $5. Yet this is where we are as Americans. You know, we're in hyperinflation, dudes. I don't know if you guys know it or not, we're in hyperinflation. Like, I went to Walmart today, the prices of stuff that I used to buy for like $7-$8 is now $11, okay? That's like what? That's a 50% increase in price. We're in hyperinflation, dudes, okay? I know some of you guys are gonna say it's stagflation. No, this is a lot like a tsunami. Just because you don't see the tsunami wave doesn't mean there is no tsunami, okay? We're in hyperinflation, guys. That's why I am trying my hardest to get the fuck out of America, dudes. Colombia has a real economy. Now, unlike that ancient nigger, Steve Urkel's half-retarded brother, you know, the 20-year-old kid who cuts hair for $2.99 in Texas, so he shills Kenya. I'm not gonna shill Colombia unless it's worthy of being shilled, okay? Like, for example, Kenya is an American vassal state. Kenya is corrupt, tyrannical. They want to take away cash. That's why they have civil unrest in Kenya. And yet, all these passport fools are saying Kenya is the best thing to ever happen to black people. It's because they're all CIA assets and they want black people who are dumb enough to like leave America, go to Kenya, get their money stolen from them, and now they can't come back to America. Not to mention Kenya has some of the highest HIV rates in the world. So, not Colombia, guys. I tell you the Nagasaki Hiroshima truth about Colombia. If you look like me, if you fit in, especially if you're 6'3", 200 and like 40, 250 pounds. I don't know how heavy I am, guys. I used to be like 220 when I was in Ukraine like a year ago. Now I'm like, what, 245? It's not because I'm eating a lot or I'm eating wrong. It's because I'm not doing anything other than being on this food truck. I just started going to the gym yesterday. I'm going on the treadmill for like 35 minutes. I burn about 600 calories, run about 3 miles on the treadmill. That's pretty much what I did when I was in Ukraine. I was walking around 5 kilometers in Ukraine, which is about 3 miles. So hopefully I'll be able to get down to like 230 in a month time, you know. So anyways, this video is not about losing weight. Point that I'm trying to get across to you guys here at this point is that in less than a week, things are gonna change, and they're gonna change forever. And the outcome, guys, is that we need to be a democracy, okay? Now, Trump, in all likelihood, is gonna win. I want Trump to win. And the reason why I want Trump to win is that Western people have to lose faith in their leaders, okay? I don't know why you guys out there can't see it. Martin Goldberg sees it. Halsey sees it. Brother Nathaniel sees it. Like, all the Jewish people can see that Trump is a fucking con artist. TFM already sees it. Even Pop and Blake are beginning to wake up to the fact that Trump just might be a con artist, you know? But a lot of people out there, dudes, they just can't see that Trump is a fucking con artist. I mean, what did Trump do for 4 years? USA, USA. 4 years, that's all he did, you know? I don't know if you guys knew it or not, but Trump printed out more money than any other president. Trump is single-handedly responsible for the Scamarona vaccine that killed and injured tens of millions of people all over the world. That retard, Biden, he just took the fall for the evil stuff that Trump created. That's all Biden did. You know, Biden took the fall for it. Now, Trump is going to come back, and you guys are going to be like, yay, Trump is back. Democracy works. And before you know it, within a half a year, you're going to be shipped out to the Middle East where you're all going to die. You know? Guys, you need to understand, dudes, what happened in Ukraine, what happened in Palestine will happen here in America. You're not exempt. Mm-mm. All this bad stuff that America does overseas, it's going to come back here, and it's going to come back here on steroids. There's going to be concentration camps here for anybody who doesn't say the Jews are the best thing to happen since sliced bread. There will be people who will be forced to join the military and shipped off to the Middle East where they will get murdered, okay? It will happen, and chances are it's going to happen in about half a year. A lot of you guys out there, you're going to be celebrating Trump next week. You're going to have a good, you know, half year. And then all of a sudden, war has been declared. And the next thing you know, you motherfuckers ain't going nowhere unless you're being taken on a cargo plane to somewhere in the Middle East where they're effectively going to murder you, okay, guys? So at the end of the day, guys, you guys got to understand this and understand this really good, okay? The elite people of society, they don't like you. They don't like you. They don't like me. Heck, I don't like you, you know? When I say you, I'm not talking about the MGTOW community. I'm talking about the average goyim, you know? But here's the difference between me and the elitist is that I simply tolerate goyim, okay? The elitist wanna murder goyim because they hate you, okay? They view you as useless eaters. They view you as furniture that moves. All that stuff was told to me when I was doing background work out in Hollywood, which, as we know, is run by Jews. So I knew from day number one what the Jews really thought of everybody else. You know, I knew that. You guys are beginning to find that out the hard way, you know. But eventually what's going to happen, guys, is that we got to put knowledgeable people in charge. That's what we got to I'm so fucking sleepy, dudes. I've been here in this food truck going on to 5 hours. Absolutely nothing, dudes. Like, people are broke. I was at the DMV the other day to get the tags for this food truck. Dude. You know, there were some people I knew at the DMV. Some people I didn't even know. And they're like, yeah, man, people are fucking broke. Like, there was a famous food restaurant called Lola's. It's a seafood eatery, you know. It was quite famous. They went out of business. There's no money, man. There's a place in Miami called Shuckers. It's an upscale seafood restaurant. They went out of business, man. So, a lot of places are going out of business. Because there's no money, dudes, you know. I mean, at least with us, we own the truck, we own the land. So I can effectively go to Colombia for a week, put this truck in storage, and I have no bills to pay other than fucking insurance and paying, you know, for the software, which really is like not even $200 a month. But yeah, you know, imagine you're a fucking restaurant and that you have $10,000 rent. You have $25,000 salaries, and that's even before you buy food, propane, shit like that. So, imagine how bad that is for a restaurant with set cost, but their customer base went down from like $5,000 a day to like maybe $1,000, sometimes even $500 a day. Like, a lot of restaurant owners here, guys, they're trying to sell. Oh, I got customers. Sorry about that, guys. I had a customer, and now here I am. So, going back to topic of the video, which is America should be a democracy, is that we need the knowledgeable, intelligent people to rule. Furthermore, we need people who have skin in the game to vote, okay? We can't have ancient niggers and women voting, okay? So, we can have a democracy, but it has to be a constrained democracy, kind of like what Gaddafi did. Now, you guys, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but the reason why Gaddafi was able to stay in power for 42 years is because he had the best democracy out there. Why? Because Gaddafi's democracy was based on democracy, okay? With Gaddafi, the wise men of all the tribes in Libya did get together, and then they would hammer out an accord based on what the retarded followers wanted, okay? That's why things worked so well in Libya for 42 years, okay? Here in America, we let anybody vote. That's a damn problem. So when you let anybody vote, you're gonna get fucking airheads like fucking that Puerto Rican bimbo who should be up on a stripper pole. What's her name? AOC? So when we MGTOWs finally take over the U.S. government, and we will, and because somebody, not me, eventually, guys, this will come crashing down. When it comes crashing down, somebody has got to take shit over. That's gonna be us, dudes. MGTOW is gonna take shit over when all this comes crashing down. When it comes crashing down, we gotta move to a ulemocracy and no longer a democracy, okay? Military people will get to vote. Land owners will get to vote. Maybe business owners will get to vote. Women definitely will not get to vote, okay? So we definitely need, maybe educated people will get to vote, but then again, the problem with educated people is that a lot of educated people are just fucking lefty liberal. So you need people who have skin in the game, you know. Either you have military people whose life is on the line. Maybe you have landowners whose property and wealth is on the line. Maybe business owners who make X amount of money a year can vote. But we can't have a democracy where any idiot can vote. We just can't do that. And we definitely can't do that with women. Women cannot vote. I know some people in the red pill, they'll say, oh, well, we can let women vote. Guys, women cannot vote, period. Don't come at me with will, if, but, no. Women cannot vote, period. Point blank, no questions asked. So, in conclusion, guys, you guys need to understand that MGTOW is on the precipice of greatness. I know a lot of you guys out there are saying, yo, Amr, aren't they like trying to get rid of MGTOW on the internet? I mean, look. YouTube gave me 2 strikes in the past couple of days alone for videos that I had years ago, okay, guys? They just gave me 2 strikes right now. 1 more strike and my YouTube channel is gone, okay? So, yeah, the Jews are doing their darnest to get rid of MGTOW, but the thing is, MGTOW is divine. Why do you think I'm putting money behind MGTOW TV, even though MGTOW TV really never made money? By the way, guys, Rumble never made money either, but the owners of Rumble are multi-billionaires, you know, go figure, right? Stock market, you know. So MGTOW is divine. When something is divine, it's protected by God himself, okay? You remember when it's not you remember when, because that was like 4,000 years ago, or, you know, 3,500 years ago. You guys remember when Pharaoh wanted to kill the firstborn of all Israelites? He didn't kill baby Moses, even though he was the firstborn. And we all know what happened. It was Moses who destroyed Egypt. And it wasn't Moses, it was God. God simply used Moses as a messenger to let Pharaoh, hey man, either you're going to be submissive to the real God, or the real God is going to knock you the fuck out, right? So, when something is protected by God, the Jews can do whatever the fuck they want. It's only going to make things worse for them, okay? When the pagans of Mecca forbade the Prophet Muhammad from taking all the MGTOW men to Medina, the MGTOW men, they ended up living in the wilderness. So all of a sudden, these young, able-bodied men were not only were they no longer productive members of society because they went to live in the wilderness, they also sabotaged the infrastructure of Mecca because, hey, I'm hungry, I'm living in the middle of a desert. These caravans that go to Mecca from the Syria, Palestine, Lebanon, they got all the good stuff on it, and I'm stuck out here in the middle of nowhere. If I go back to Mecca, they're gonna kill me. So what can I do? I'm just gonna raid the caravans. And when they raided the caravans, the women of Mecca were like, hey, hubby, where's my fur coat at? You know, where's my honey from, I don't know, fucking Istanbul or some shit like that, right? So the woman of Mecca put so much stress on their husbands that the husbands were like, hey, Prophet Muhammad, just take these men to Medina. We don't, it's cool with us. Because the pagans, when the Prophet Muhammad went to Mecca, to Medina from Mecca, the pagans were like, look, bro, you and your Muslim buddies, you can go to Mecca, we don't care about you, but you're not going to take our young men, because we need the young men to fight our wars and, you know, dig ditches and take care of power lines. I know some of you guys are going to get smart and say, yo, Omar, there wasn't power lines fucking 1400-1500 years ago. Well, I don't care, motherfucker. Maybe fucking dig a road or something. I don't care. Whatever the case is, the pagans of Mecca did not want the Miktau men to leave and go join the Prophet, because they wanted these guys here in Mecca to run the infrastructure and service their women. Not sexually service them, but service them in the form of, here's your coffee, here's your latte. You know, I know some of you guys are going to get smart and say, well, Amr, I don't think there was a latte 1400 years ago in Arabia. Motherfucker, that's not part of... That's... Fucking call it shay latte. I don't care. So, when something is protected by God, it's going to happen whether the enemy likes it or not. And if the enemy has a problem with it, then it's only going to bite the enemy in the ass even worse, okay? Pharaoh wanted to kill all the firstborn Israelites, and a firstborn Israelite ended up destroying his kingdom, right? The pagans of Mecca, they wanted the Miktau men not to join Prophet Muhammad in Medina, because they wanted these men to work in the fields, maintain the infrastructure and shit like that. These guys ended up sabotaging the infrastructure to the point where the woman of Mecca were like, hubby, do something. And the hubby was like, hey, Prophet of God, listen, man, my wife, she's been nagging me all day, every day. Just do what you want, man. You want these kids to go, you want these Miktaus to go to Medina with you? Just take them, dude, because, you know, my wife, she wants that fucking shai latte from, what you may call it, you know, from Tel Aviv or from, I don't care, Palestine, whatever, I don't care, okay? So, when something like Miktau is divinely protected, those who try to silence it will only fall to that which they're trying to destroy. You see, the perfect definition of the word kafir was given by the Jewish priest Yossi Mizrahi. Kafir means, the word kafir means to cover up. This is what the Jews do. They want to cover up the truth. This is what the enemies of God do, whether it's Jews, pharaohs, whatever, right? The enemies of God, they want to cover up the truth, okay? So the enemies of God, they're trying to cover up Miktau, but they're going to end up falling in the hands of Miktau. Kind of like the 10 wicked brothers of Prophet Yosef. They tried to murder him, and at the end, they were totally at the mercy of Prophet Yosef, right? Yeah. So at the end, even though things look bleak for Miktau now, at the end, the Jews are going to fall to us Miktaus. So as Miktaus, we gotta start thinking right now, how do we resurrect America after Biden or Trump fucks America up? And the best way to get America back on track is a ulemaocracy or alumniocracy, if you want to use the English word for ulema. And again, the word alumni comes from the Arabic word ulema. Ulema means a knowledgeable people. The word admiral comes from the Arabic word amir al-bahr, which means the ruler of the seas, you know. So America needs radical fundamental changes, okay? The Western civilization as a whole needs fundamental radical changes, and those fundamental radical changes will actually be going back to what God wanted in his religion, okay? So if you're Christian, you're Muslim, heck, you're even Jew, voting mutually would actually be exactly what you want. But like I said, am I going to win the presidency this time around? No, I'm not. Definitely not. But that's a start, you know. As you guys know, I registered the MGTOW party here in Florida. I spoke to the Division of Elections. They did receive our paperwork, and they sent it to their legal department to make sure that our bylaws and constitutions are valid, which honestly, guys, it's copy and paste, you know. You don't need to fill out forms to have a to have a political party here in Florida, okay? You don't need to fill out forms. You don't need to have a fee or anything like that. All you have to do to have a political party is to have three people: a chair, a co-chair, and then a treasurer / secretary. All you need is three people and a constitution and bylaws, and that's it. And the constitution and bylaws, for the most part, guys, it's like copy and paste and change the name of whatever political party you copied it from to your party's name, and just change the log line. You know, if a political party says, oh, we're about cutting kids' dicks off and shit like that, you know, you change that to, we're gonna take away women's rights and exterminate Jews. Oops, did I say that out loud publicly? You know, I did not write that in the Constitution, by the way, but we're gonna find out together, right? So, and when I say exterminate the Jews, I'm not talking about Halsey, I'm not talking about Martin Goldberg, I'm not talking about Brother Nathaniel. I'm talking about the Jews who are really responsible for everything wrong and bad, you know. I'm not talking about Shlomo, who minds his own business, reads the Torah, and works at the corner daily. Unless, of course, his Reuben isn't the best, you know, that's a different story. But other than that, guys, yeah, at the end of the day, guys, we gotta exterminate Jews, we gotta take away women's rights. Islam says it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen. We're gonna be on the forefront of that, guys. At the end, women are gonna give up their rights. They did it in Afghanistan, okay? When the Taliban took over, they're like, hey, bitch, go back to the kitchen and suck a dick. What did the woman do? They did nothing, okay? And the very few women who did something, they were turned into pink mess to be made an example out of, okay, guys? And when it comes to exterminating the Jews, dudes, what's gonna happen is that a lot of Americans are gonna fucking lose it. Let me tell you something before I end this video, okay? If it wasn't for drugs, alcohol, America probably would have had a revolution after 9/11, you know. If it wasn't for drugs, alcohol, and fucking sports ball, you know, a bunch of black people chasing after a ball or some nigger shit like that, America would have had a revolution when the Patriot Act was passed back in October of, what, 2021, something like that, of 2001. So right now, a lot of Americans, they are self-medicating. You know, yesterday I went to a Cava bar and it was full because of some fucking, I don't know, football, baseball, I don't know what type of sport it is. I walked in there and I saw all these people looking up on at the monitor, watching whatever it was, I don't know, football. And I'm saying to myself, we have genocide going on. We have forced conscription. There is hyperinflation. And these people are drinking cava and fucking watching black people chase after a ball. It's like, that's fucking retarded, dudes. For those of you who don't know what cava and kratom is, this video is not about cava and kratom, but might as well get into it because it's a form of a drug. Cava and kratom are plants from Southeast Asia, like Indonesia, Malaysia, and those plants, they do have a drug type effect into them. Kava makes you feel good. Kratom is actually a little bit more potent than kava. Now, to me personally, I drank that shit before. It's fucking dirt water, especially kava. So kava is made out of grounded roots of trees, okay? So you have a fucking plant, you ground the roots of the plant, and that's how you make kava. That's why I call it dirt water, because it tastes literally like dirt and water. Kratom is made out of tea leaves, and I never tried kratom because it's hella expensive. You know, it's like $10 for a kratom tea. I know some of you guys out there are gonna be like, wait a minute, Amar, $10 for a tea is expensive? Hell yeah, motherfucker, $10 for a tea is expensive. Shit, we do Egyptian tea here for $5, motherfucker. You think I'm gonna go out and pay somebody $10 for something that probably costs them 45 cents? Hell no, bitch. So, kava relaxes you, makes you feel good. Kratom, because it's more potent, and again, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a chemist, but from what I researched, kratom, it like all the brain cells or the receptors that drugs, alcohol hit, they also hit, but minus the intoxication. So if you take drugs, if you take alcohol to get high, shit like that, to become intoxicated, kratom gives you the same satisfaction, I guess it's called, minus being intoxicated. So apparently kava and kratom is getting really, really popular with the millennials, and that just shows how sad millennials are, you know? Because when I go to a kava bar, a lot of these people who go to kava bar, they're all under the age of 21. They're all former alcoholics, drug addicts. It's like, my nigger, you ain't even 20 yet, and you are a fucking former alcoholic and a drug addict? How fucking sad and pathetic are you? And see, right now, guys, Americans are at a very, very sad and pathetic point in their life. Once you guys realize that Trump is a con artist and there's really no hope, I think what's gonna happen, guys, is that a lot of these Americans out there, they're just gonna lose it, dudes. Again, take away kava, alcohol, drugs, and fucking sport ball, I think a lot of Americans out there are just gonna fucking lose it. And like I said, guys, if it wasn't for drugs, alcohol, sports ball, and kava, Americans would have lost their shit back in October of 2001 when the US government passed the Patriot Act. So, yeah. Once kava, sport balls, alcohol, and drugs no longer have the intended effect that they were created for, I think a lot of Americans are literally gonna lose it, and they're gonna shimp out, and they're just gonna kill Jewish people. That's what I think is gonna happen. Especially with Jewish people taking off the mask now, you know? Like, everybody now knows that the Jews are responsible for everything wrong and bad. It's just that, like TFM said, the pain of inaction is not yet greater than the pain of action. Once the pain of inaction becomes greater than the pain of action, that's when the American people, in particular white people, and this is why Jews want to destroy white people, white people are gonna fucking black out and just fucking I'm not going to call it murder because they deserve it. They're just going to fucking kill Jews, you know? So this is why the Jews want to get rid of white people, because at the end of the day, it's not going to be the Chinks, it's not going to be the Curries, it's not going to be the Ahmeds, and it's definitely not going to be niggers. At the end of the day, guys, it's going to be white people who are going to exterminate the evil Jews. And like I said, guys, I don't want to see anybody exterminated. If anything, I'm saving Jew life by telling you that, hey man, Shlomo, who minds his own business, reads the Torah, you know, works at the corner deli, leave the poor dude alone, man. It's the Zuckerbergs, the George Soros, the Susan Wojcicki's. It's those, the people who are responsible for everything wrong and bad. And those are the ones you should go after when they destroy your life. You guys need to understand, I've said it in the beginning of this video, and I'm going to say it once more. The concentration camps happening in Palestine, they're going to happen here. The first conscriptions, where Ukrainian men are literally getting dragged off the street and getting thrown on the front line to get fucking killed, will happen here. And I'm telling you guys, I've been to Ukraine. Stories about military police jumping out of unmarked vans and taking Ukrainians to the front line is true. I told you guys, it almost happened to me. I was walking to my Airbnb, 11:45 at night, holding a Heineken Zero beer bottle in my hand. A fucking military unmarked van stopped in front of me. Two guys jumped out at me. I just raised up my hand and I said, Amerikansky, Amerikansko, Amerikansko. You know, I was wearing a full parka with the hood on because it was hella cold outside. So they couldn't tell if I was Ukrainian or fucking whatever. So they're like, papers, papers, papers. So I was looking for my passport, and I noticed that they were looking at the beer bottle, and I'm like, oh, Heineken Zero. And once they saw that it was Heineken Zero, which is non-alcoholic, they're like, have a good day. They knew that I'm not Ukrainian, because Ukrainians love alcohol. So once they realized that I have Heineken Zero in my hand, which is a non-alcoholic drink, they're like, this nigger ain't fucking Ukrainian, dude. He's definitely a foreigner, so let's leave the motherfucker alone and go find some other Ukrainian dude and throw him on the front lines, you know? So that's gonna happen here, guys. Don't think it's only gonna happen in Palestine. Don't think it's only gonna happen in Ukraine. That shit is gonna happen here in America. Once it happens here in America, the pain of inaction is gonna be more than the pain of action, and that's when you guys are gonna fucking chimp out and exterminate the Jews. I'm just telling you two things. Number one, not all Jews need to be exterminated, okay? Number two, when we rebuild, MGTOW needs to be in charge. We need to be the ruling elite, and we're gonna base our system on ulemaocracy, where the knowledgeable, wise ones are going to be in charge. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.